It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We got the whole gang with us. We also got Liv the Web Girl here, producer Pork Chop, our technical producer Lenny Bree, and of course you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was awesome. I got done with work, and then I went and got a great workout in. It was super refreshing and energizing. Then went back to the dental spa I've been speaking of for my actual cleaning. It was next level amazing. You guys, I have never experienced anything like this before. This was recommended by my bestie. I go in, I'm getting my teeth cleaning. So I went yesterday, and it was the day before, it was like a 2-hour exam type thing. When I go in, I got a foot massage.
A foot massage?
Half an hour foot massage while they were doing my teeth cleaning, while I have headphones on, looking up, watching Sex and the City. It was the best freaking dentist appointment I've ever had in my life. I was laughing because I'm watching Sex and the City reruns on E. And then I'm getting this awesome foot massage. And what a like crazy weird sensation to like having your, you know, your teeth cleaned, but then you're like, it feels so good. You're like getting your feet rubbed. So it's like, what's happening?
What kind of world is this? This is way too much going on at once.
This is so bougie and amazing. So it's a dental spa, and I highly recommend it, and the people there are awesome. So I really enjoyed that. Then I picked up Lucy from school, and then I met my parents for dinner, and we had so much fun. It was awesome.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your day yesterday?
Mine was good. So my friend is getting married in Los Angeles this summer, and so I'm in a group chat with probably about maybe like close to like 15 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all trying to figure out this whole like Airbnb situation. And so my phone, like if I was away from it for 20 minutes, I would come back to it and I would have like 50 text messages because we were just like all going back and forth, back and forth.
What part of Los Angeles?
I'm not sure exactly what part, but I just know we're flying into LAX and we finally got our Airbnb booked, which I'm so excited about. It sleeps like 16, and I think we're going to have 18 people total in there. And the actual house is not that nice at all, but the pool and like the porch area is amazing. And so literally all day yesterday we were just going back and forth, like talking about the trip, talking about how fun it's gonna be, who's in, who's out, and it's just making me so excited. And now I'm just trying to figure out my flights. So I've flown to California, but always on my parents' dime. I've never like paid for my flight to California before. So I'm like trying to figure out the best way possible to do it.
That's a cheap flight, really, because there's so many.
There's a lot. They're pretty expensive. But so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. And I'm thinking I might end up taking a red eye back.
No.
Which could possibly mean I could be coming, taking a red eye back, then coming straight to the show that next morning.
You're going to hate yourself for doing a red eye.
First of all, if you cannot go to LAX, I would recommend that. But if you're trying to keep it cheap, then you won't want to fly to any like a smaller, like Santa Barbara or something. But I think you can figure it out. I think it'll be fun. But I wonder if you're in West Hollywood.
I really have no idea. I doubt we're in West Hollywood. I just really have no idea. I mean, I could find the link to the house. I just don't know. But I'm very excited. Very excited because I've never been to LA before. I've been to California, but I've never been to LA. And there's literally going to be like 18 of us all in this house. And it's literally going to be like I'm back in college for a weekend. I'm so excited. We don't want to go to the wedding anymore. We're like, do we have to go to the wedding?
Do you have extra time like to spend?
Oh, yeah. So I'm definitely, I think I'm going to go there a day or two early. or stay a day after. I think I might fly out Thursday morning. So I have all day Thursday, all day Friday, part of Saturday, and then fly back Sunday. I'm still trying to figure that out with like my PTO and the flight.
It's a whole deal. I'll give you a heads up. When you fly out to LA, if you're going to take an Uber from the airport to you have to get your bags, then you have to get on a shuttle, then you have to go to a whole other location to catch your Uber. You don't just like go out and catch an Uber. It's like a whole orchestrated. It's a deal.
It's crazy.
But it's awesome.
Yeah,
good.
But luckily I have a lot of friends who have been to LA before who are going with me, so it'll be good.
Fun.
What about you, Chops? How was your day yesterday?
Everyone is awkwardly staring at producer Porkchop.
I'm all right. I've actually feel the best that I've felt all week, and I think it has something to do with I took a Dayquil before I went to bed last night, and because last night I felt like total crap, and I was ready to tell you guys like I can't come in, but I think that little pill saved my life.
The blue pill?
A lot of people say that.
I think
it's orange.
Yeah, orange is Dayquil.
The orange pill really helped him out.
I didn't take a NyQuil because I went to bed at 10 and I didn't want to be knocked out for like 8 hours. So, but yeah, no, I feel pretty good. I played some Call of Duty yesterday. I think, Joe, we played a little bit, right?
I did. Yeah. I don't know how you played all day, but yeah, I played like a half an hour with you.
Yeah, and I played with some random guy and we won the tournament thing.
Wow. Ooh. Chopsies, even
congrats.
When you're down and out, you're sick, you're still...
He's down. He's not out.
Competitor on COD.
Yeah, you threw us for a loop there when you're like, I took a Dayquil before I went to bed. I was like, why did you not take a NyQuil? But it made sense. You didn't want to be totally knocked out.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that was my day. It was good.
That's
good. Honestly, this is the best you've sounded.
You know what I wanted to say, too? Game changer. My boss, let me leave early yesterday because, you know, to rest up. Let me tell you, I went to bed at 11 a.m. and woke up at 1 p.m.
It's a game. This
changer.
Is what I've been saying since I arrived. If you can get a sleep in, like just like it changes your mood, it changes your vibe.
Yeah.
You're more productive.
Because I usually leave here like 1 p.m. Then I'll take a nap from like 3 to 5.
If you could get done at 10, take a nap, a strong nap from 10:30 to 11:30, you would perform 1,000% better. Just so you get that revitalized nap, since we get up at like 3 or whatever.
Yeah, truly amazing, and I had a good sleep. So,
all you have to do is be sick for the rest of your career.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to live that dream.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, just spit into like a little vial now, and every once in a while, visit back to it. Yeah.
Oh, what's this? Scratch and sniff.
Lick it to get sick
again.
Yeah,
exactly.
I had to book it out of here yesterday when I was done with all my work because I reeked of Corona beer. I had Corona crotch from the Box of Shame Punishment, which you can see at joemckenzie.com, or just grab your phone. It's probably the quickest link you can get. Just text JAM to 52140. Did you have fun with the chops? It looks like you were enjoying it. I saw you talking to everybody online about it. Like,
yeah, it was fun. Did you get pulled over or anything?
No,
home?
I was a walking DUI, though, waiting to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine
that? So bad. I could only imagine how sticky you are, because one time I've spilt, like, beer.
The day after was the worst.
Yeah, on, like, a countertop, and it was so sticky, let alone covered head to toe.
Yeah, it was pretty funky, but it was fun, though. It was a good thing.
You were such a good spirit about
really
it.
Yeah, really, you
were. And I think the over the top was the lime, though.
Chops. I just want to know where the rest of the beer go, because there's no way we used all 12 beers.
Oh, no, I threw them away. Yeah. That was me. I was
you
cleaning
what?
Up.
It was a,
yeah, I threw them away.
It was a tough
Are
decision.
Are you an amateur?
So there were, I think, 4 beers that were unopened, and I was just trying to clean it up as quickly as possible because it was really, like, causing a scene. And so I just threw them away. There were a couple guys that walked by, and I offered them. I was like, hey, do you guys want a beer? Do you want a beer? Do you want a beer? But everyone's like, no, it's like 7 in the morning.
Just
so, like, they're
on their way into work.
Just when I think Live the Web Girl has matured, there's still so much she needs to
learn.
The young grasshopper. Then I got a massage yesterday instead of working out, which was a nice surprise for my trainer. And I actually feel really good. So I'm trying to, knock on wood, make another day and a half here without getting pork chops disease so I can actually enjoy a vacation. So wish me well as he tries to kill us all. What's coming up in the tea, Mackenzie?
OMG. You are not going to believe whose famous daughter is doing adult films. And Mark Zuckerberg has what? Blown dry before speeches?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, and this knocked my socks off. Famous director Steven Spielberg's daughter, Michaela, has come out as a porn star. That's right.
What?
She is in the adult film industry, which is like, just because you figure someone grows up as a Spielberg, but she's, you know, really, she says these are her goals. She loves her path. She wanted to use her body to make an income. And this is the crazy thing to me. She says, like, her parents, Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw, said they weren't disappointed. They were more intrigued. And I just find that crazy hard to believe that when she told her parents, she says via FaceTime, they weren't upset.
So is she going to do parodies of like E.T. or like Jaws, like Jurassic Park? Like what? I mean, well, they're Saving Private Ryan. I think there's a movie called Shaving. So maybe there's that. I don't know.
I just could not imagine parents being like if, you know, my daughter came to me and was like, this is the career path. I'd be like, no, like, I would feel bad as a parent, I guess I could say. But obviously to each her own, she's 23 years old. Hopefully she can figure out. But she's like, I want my parents to see how far I've come from the bottom to the top. I'm like, are they really
going to see? In like one scene or what? Because now she's on the bottom and then she's on the top.
Exactly.
I don't judge what people do. It's just like, man, if you're in that position, like I feel like when people do that, they have to do it out of what, I can't think of the word. They feel like they have no other options. Like so many other options. Like your dad, Steven Spielberg. Come on.
Exactly.
Go adjust a light on set. Do something.
Exactly. Moving on to Chris Pratt. He says he's surprised by now. He went on Ellen, and he's surprised that he hasn't been in jail by now.
Who was the last famous person you were excited to meet?
Garth Brooks. Amazing guy.
If you had to change your name, what would you change it to?
Chris Pratt, but spelled with a Q.
What do you sleep in at night?
Ellen underwear.
Yep, that's right. What did you think you would have done but you haven't done yet by this age?
Been in jail? There's time.
Yeah.
I love him. He's so freaking cute. Also, such a cutie, Luke Bryan. Luke, the country superstar, has announced he's got a new beer. It is called Tulane American Golden Lager.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to share some big news with you. It's my new beer, Tulane American Golden Lager. It's called Tulane because it's perfect for the kind of places you'll find at the end of a two-lane road.
And you might be going into both lanes when you're driving if you drink enough of my beer.
That's right. We love some Luke Bryan. And Mark Zuckerberg gets this. Before he does speeches, he has both of his armpits blown dry.
Wait. Huh? I know. Like, we're like, hey, hold this hair dryer for me real quick.
So nervous that he has his people blow his armpits dry. Do you get the sweats when you get really nervous, like a cold sweat?
I don't. I mean, I just sweat just because my body overheats because I'm so big, but I don't think I get nervous. That's not one of my things. I know people that get the pits. Yeah. I'm like, whoa,
well, some people
you are
get
dripping.
Botox in their armpits, and it's supposed to like alleviate that sweat when you just get like that nervous sweat.
Well, Zuckerberg needs a lot of Botox, and if that does work, that dude needs everything you have in the area.
Woo.
Load him up.
Yeah.
All right, that's the tea.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, I'm going to put everybody, including yourself, to work. We're going to do a little game called the TV theme song. I'm going to play it for you. Can you correctly identify it? We'll find out coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Who wants to play a little game? Good morning. We are Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and you can play along too. Maybe the loser's got to go buy coffee. In this case, it'll probably be pork chops. That's usually how it works here on Joe and Mackenzie. It is a TV theme song. It could be a throwback. It could be a new show. It could be a cartoon. It might be on Hulu or Netflix. It is a theme song of a program that you watch, okay? Let's just make it really broad. The way you buzz in is let's make sure the buzzers work too. Mackenzie, is your buzzer work? It's your name.
Mackenzie.
Oh, it works. Liv, do you have a buzzer?
Live.
Okay, now Chop, sometimes your stuff doesn't work in studio. Do you have a buzzer that works?
Pork Chop.
Wow, guys, this is a big day. All right, buzzers work, so let's begin. The most right when the game ends is your winner. Here is your first TV theme song. Buzz in with your name if you know this.
Live.
Live.
That is Big Little Lies.
Yes, correct.
Can you say the artist?
Oh, no.
It's Michael. it's like Kawana Wana Salsa. Like, it's a really, really good
I want to make out with you is
yeah,
what I want to do.
Big Little Lies, so good.
All right, Chops,
please
don't worry.
Please come back for season 3.
I'm not doing all those because you're like, what the heck is this? Trust me, I didn't know either. I asked Lindsay, I'm like, hey, is this Big Little Lies? Because I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
So good.
I just love that song, too. It's like very soothing.
He's got a bunch of great music.
Your next TV theme song is...
Pork Chop.
Ooh, Pork Chop was quick on that one.
That's what I'm named after. Doug.
There you go.
Wow.
Did anybody ever watch Doug as a kid? Because this is a dope show.
Pork Chop's parents were just huge fans of Doug.
I've never met someone that loves Nickelodeon as much as our Chops. Like, it's amazing.
It's on brand for him.
That was my thing when I was a kid, was definitely Nickelodeon.
Aww.
Well, I'm not named after Doug. I'm named after Pork Chop, obviously.
Well, good thing your name's not Patty, or we know where that came from. All right, here is your next TV theme song.
Liv.
Ooh, Liv and
Family Matters.
That is correct. Way to go,
Liv.
That used to come on after Full House on ABC Family.
Do you guys remember TGI Fridays? That was the coolest, and hanging out with your friends.
Steve Urkel was kind of like hot.
Oh, he is.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Stefan, remember?
Yeah.
Like his twin.
His alter ego.
Yeah, his alter ego.
No one ever happened to like Screech from Saved by the Bell. Like, he never got really hot.
No.
didn't happen.
There's still a chance.
Okay, what is the score after 3 TV theme songs?
I have Liv 2, Chops 1. Me 0.
All right, Mackenzie, get on the board.
The one I would have gotten was Big Lies, and blew it.
Have faith in yourself. Here's your next one.
Kinsey!
Okay.
Golden Girls.
There you go.
Classic.
Come on.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
I used to watch this before I was even like in real school. So like before kindergarten and before preschool, this was like the show I watched.
Like it was like mom watching it or grandma, like somebody had to get you into it.
Joe, are you not shocked they're like actually know what that is?
No, I'm not. Am I not surprised? I mean, everybody.
No, are you shocked?
No, I actually thought you would know that one.
No, I mean these two, because they're always I don't know what that is. Because the
Golden Girls still plays on like TNT or like USA, like in the mornings and stuff. At night.
As far as me being shocked anymore, Mackenzie, nothing shocks me anymore, to be perfectly honest. The things Liv does know, I'm like, okay. Things she doesn't know, I'm like, okay. Okay. Here's your next one. Come on, Chops. I really want you to get on the board here and step it up now that Mackenzie's showing she's got some chops. Here's your next TV theme song. Anytime now. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Chops.
Chops, what's your guess?
Inspector Gadget.
That is correct.
Whoa, that was awesome, Chops.
Sort of like the cartoon show back in the day. This sounds like a beat. I can hear like like Ariana Grande on this.
I am shocked they haven't
made a remix of this.
I'm shocked they haven't remade this yet.
Yeah, you know, I feel like they did everything. All right, now I got to be honest. I loved the show as a kid. I guess I didn't realize this was a theme song from it, and I don't think anybody will get it right. So can you guys impress me by getting this one? Warning for your ears, it's kind of aggressive.
Ooh.
Very popular show.
I might have a guess.
Liv was first.
I'm just taking a wild guess here. Is it Power Rangers?
Yes!
Oh my God!
Wow. Liv!
That was my guess!
Does anybody remember their theme being this like aggressive?
No, I never really watched Power Rangers.
Let me fast forward through it.
A power and a force that you've never seen before.
Oh my gosh, it's super aggressive.
This is the original Power Rangers theme song.
This makes a lot of sense now with your taste in music and like this is what you were raised on.
No, okay.
Because he's always raging out.
No, it goes, go, Power Rangers! All right, what's the score right now? Because I think we're probably reaching the end of this.
I have Liv at 3, Chops at 2, and me at 1. But everyone's on the board.
Let's see. That is good. I'm going to...
Are you not going to do Friends? Because that's what I'm going
to
do.
No, that one's way too obvious.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Dang it, that's the one I know.
Here is your last one. Eeny, meeny, miny... Oh, boy. Okay, I'll go with this one. I don't know. See if this one works. Oh boy. Okay, good luck. Here it is.
Chops here. Brady Bunch.
Yeah!
All right, do we have a tie now? Like a tie?
Yeah. These two have a tie.
All right, tiebreaker between you two. Okay. First one to buzz in correctly wins. It is
Chops.
Chops for the win. Coming back.
Jetsons.
That is correct.
Chops takes
Producer
it.
Producer Pork Chops.
Yeah. Pork it's that God. Trivia.
Pork chop.
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 Hey, way to go, dude. Coming up next, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. There's a new viral TikTok trend that could seriously injure you if you try to do it or possibly kill you. That's what we're getting warnings about. I'm going to give you all the details. Make sure you don't try to do this or your kids next. Hey, good morning. We are continuing part two of a three-part theme for Song of the Day. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Yesterday, we did Kiss. We're doing the whole Kill. Careful. I almost said the
wrong
thing.
Kiss.
I know. This is a dangerous
Mary.
Show.
Kel.
Yes.
And Kiss was like with a winky wink.
Wink, wink. Yes. I kiss. Today will be more love. It'll be marrying who we
would
want
like to marry.
Marry.
Artists we'd like to marry.
So that's coming up after Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. About 6 million kids' water bottles are being recalled because of a choking hazard. Contigo. I actually have a coffee mug of theirs. I guess they have a cleanable water bottle, and the silicone spout can detach, which can cause a choking hazard to kids. So be careful and check that out. They were sold at Costco, Walmart, Target, and other stores, and online other websites. You could have gotten it on Amazon, for example, between April 2018 through February 7th, 2020. So this has been out for a couple of years. So check that out and try to get a refund and make sure your kids are safe. There's a new trend on TikTok. Whether you're a little kid or an adult, you need to be aware of, because everybody wants to do what's trending so they can get the most views. It's dubbed the Skull Breaker Challenge. Is that not enough warning right there?
I don't like the sound of this already.
Yeah. Take a hammer to your friend's head. No, it's actually leaving children with serious injuries, and doctors are warning this could actually be fatal. The Skull Breaker Challenge started in Spain. Two students filmed themselves carrying out the prank with a third person that didn't even know that they were kind of doing it. As the three participants, so all three of them stand up together, they jump, but the people on the sides don't jump. They instead, as the person in the middle jumps, they sweep their leg out, so they fall backwards, which you think would be funny, just tripping somebody. But when you're jumping up in the air and they sweep out, you turn like so you're almost flat, your head's going to hit the ground.
Ew. So obviously,
the intention is not to hurt, but that's exactly what will happen. And I don't think these kids are realizing it. They just think it's funny. They're saying it can cause a variety of injuries to your head, neck, and your wrist. When you're trying to fall, you can break your wrist. That would probably be the best outcome. I guess it's landed two children in the U.S. in the hospital. And doctors are warning, you hit your head right, it could be fatal.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
This is terrible.
So please, parents, talk to your kids. No, I don't think there's, I think TikTok's a great thing. I think every kind of social media is a great thing, but it's about how you use it and what you do.
I feel like I did a TikTok challenge yesterday. Luce, my little girl, wants to do a TikTok with this inflatable chair we bought. And I don't have like, so we literally blew it up. There were two little things we could. So for about 40 minutes, we got that bad boy up though.
That's a challenge where you're like, as a parent, no, we're not doing this.
I was like, let's go to like one of those places that has a tire thing, and just that would have been a lot easier.
That kid is way, way beyond her years in intelligence. Right. She's the smartest kid I've ever heard of. This is something which I think is a great honor. A Minnesota man, he was a school bus driver, almost scary, for 55 years. That's a long time. That's
a long time
being a school bus driver, but there's a good ending here. Well, kind of. He's going to be buried in a school bus casket. So he's an older dude. Obviously, he passed away. But about 20 years ago, the man joked that when he died, he should be buried in a school bus casket. So his friend, who owned a funeral home, made the casket. Actually made this a couple of years ago, and they finally are painting it now. A friend of the family painted it yellow. The man's niece wrote, Grand Metal Schools, ISD number 495. The man passed away this weekend, and he's actually going to be buried in that casket tomorrow. I'm going to put a photo up at JoeMcKenzie.com or Joe's Need to Know News so you can see it.
Yes.
But what a dope tribute.
You should check this out. It is the coolest looking thing you have seen. I think this is so awesome.
Now, I thought of Jewel Daddy, which is Live the Web Girl's boyfriend, when I saw this story. And I don't know if you want to try this to him or maybe warn him about it.
Okay.
A Tesla car has been tricked into spontaneously accelerating over the speed limit with just a strip of black electrical tape. And this is not like 5 miles over, like 50. Listen to what it did. Researchers placed a 2-inch long piece of electrical tape horizontally, so like just straight across, across the middle of a 3 on a 35-mile-per-hour zone, like speed limit sign, causing the car's camera, it's looking ahead, seeing what's going on, to misread that 3 as an 8. So it went from 35 to 85 miles per hour. When this 2016 Tesla model actually went through the sign, it went from that to 50 miles more, up to 85 miles per hour before the driver manually stopped it.
Yeah, I was going to say it had to have been self-driving. driving.
Yes, in that mode. Yeah, it wasn't just like you were driving. It's like, whoa. But I mean, does your boyfriend not do the self-driving?
No.
I don't have it. Oh, he never does that?
No, no.
Okay.
There's a YouTube video of this guy that I love, David Dobrik. He's doing this self-driving.
Yeah.
In a parking lot. And the Tesla almost like hit someone. So he's like, I'm not doing the self-driving thing anymore.
It's the future, but it's not here yet.
No, not yet. It's a cool trick, but like, don't use it seriously.
That'd be kind of funny though. You like find a spot and just go and put the electrical tape up with when you're with him. Like, hey, babe. I said, what the heck? Let's check out that new feature. And today, a couple of things. It's National Handcuff Day. So read with that what
like
you will.
Like we didn't already know that marked in our calendars.
Mm-hmm. Mackenzie's like, did you guys get the alert? I'm like, what alert? You're like, you know, National Handcuff Day. It's also National Cherry Pie Day. And we're going to have to scrounge some photos together. I just saw this. I'm always late to the party. Love Your Pet Day.
Aww, so, that's so sweet. You should do that every day.
I don't know if, not to bring anything up bad, Mackenzie, but I don't know what it looks like or she looks like. Do you have any photos of your old dog?
Of course.
Or would that be tough for you to put up?
No, I can put a Belle. She's a Maltese Shih Tzu. She passed away, and she was so cute. And she was born perfectly healthy, but then at the end, she lost her vision and she couldn't hear. Yeah, and her hearing. So.
I mean, yeah, Belle. I guess it's safe to say lived a rough life.
She was the Helen Keller of dogs.
No doubt about
it.
That's Joe's need to know news. You can check it on out at joemackenzie.com. Okay, we're getting into it next. Song of the day. Hang on with us. Song of the day, continuing a three-part series about who you want to kiss, who you want to marry, and, well, who would you want to kill. Today we're on that wonderful thing we call marriage, and you get to vote with your phone one time by texting song to 52140 who you want to hear today. Mackenzie, who do you want to marry? Like, what artists?
Well, they all pretty much recently, except for one of them, got married, and I feel like they're dang good husbands. So I went with the Jonas Brothers because you'd have a 1 in 3 odds of getting married to one of them. And my song I chose is called What a Man Gotta Do.
What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray, to be your last good night and your first good day.
It's such a fun song. I just feel like it'd be so cool to marry into that family. They're always such a vibe and just having the time of their lives. So if you want to hear the Joe Bros right now, text the word song to 52140 and vote for B.
That is a lot. What is there's a throuple, and what's that if there's four people? Quapple?
Quapple?
I mean, I just am taking one of them, preferably Joe, but he's already taken, so.
All right.
Hey, why not?
This person, boy. I think they could have picked him for every category for this kiss, marry, kill, except for the killing part, because that's how amazing she is as a woman. She inspires confidence. She looks amazing. And I would love for her to be my wife forever, even though isn't she into women? I think she might be. I'm not sure. I'm going with Demi Lovato. Confident. If you want to hear that song by Demi Lovato, that's who I want to marry. All you got to do is text song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. Liv, the web girl, hold your roll. I see you raising your hand. I want to get the chops.
This whole kiss, marry, kill thing, this is really hard for me because I'm not attracted to like celebrities or anything, I think. So yesterday's was, you know, a stretch.
But you want to sleep with everybody, so.
Yeah, just not celebrities. And today's kind of a stretch, too. But so for Mary, I went with Zayn. How do you say his last name, Liv? Malik?
Malik? I believe so.
Yeah, Zayn Malik. He's
from
a former
One Direction.
Yeah, so I
guess he's the reason that caused the split.
Oh. Well, yeah. I guess this is all on brand for me then, huh?
So
Liv?
He's on again, off again, on again, off again with Gigi Hadid.
Great, that's good. Then he just needs someone like me to take care of him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I like his song Pillow Talk. I went with that one.
So we'll piss off the neighbor. So dirty, ain't wrong. In the bed all day,
That's a good song. I wasn't sure if I should go with that one or the one from 50 Shades of Grey. But anyways, ooh. So if you want to hear Pillow Talk, text song. That's S-O-N-G to 52140. Vote for the letter D, and then that song will play next.
Okay, live the web, girl.
All right, I'm going to try not to get emotional about this.
Ooh, oh, cry, boy. It's
but good. I have dreamt about marrying this man from the time I was 13 years old. I used to stay up for hours and hours watching YouTube video after YouTube video of him just in the limelight with paparazzi. And that is my man, Justin Bieber. And I picked a song that describes perfectly what I want to do with him, and that is be with him forever and marry him. I picked this song,
but
forever.
He's already, okay.
Would you be here with me forever, ever, ever? Would you be here with me forever, ever, ever? Waking up all the better, better. Every time I go the wrong way, you turn me back around. Turn me back like, whoa, 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 whoa.
So if you want to close your eyes and imagine that he's singing that to you like I'm going to do, then you can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for letter C.
All right. Today's category for Kiss, Marry, Kill is who we want to marry. Well, that artist would be for Mackenzie, the Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do. For me, Joe, I went with Demi Lovato, Confident. Porkchop went with Zayn, Pillow Talk, and Liv went with Justin Bieber, Forever. You get to vote right now. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. When you're prompted to vote, you know what song to vote for. Come on. Song of the day. Voting has ended now because I just got my vote in. So hopefully it officially ends now. I don't know. Porkchop's over there doing his thing with the results. So maybe he already cut it off before I could vote. You could have voted by texting song to S-O-N-G to 52140. Today the category is a two-part of three. We are doing Kiss, Marry, Kill. So today is artists that we'd love to marry. Mackenzie said, hey, if I could just get one person from the Jonas Brothers, that'd be dope. Myself, Joe, I only needed one person, but whew, she's confident. She'd pick me up, perk me up. Demi Lovato's who I went with.
What's wrong with being confident?
Pork Chop, he went with Zayn Malik, Pillow Talk.
So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears.
And Live the Web Girl, I think, only is going to have one person all this week, no matter what the category is, because if she can't marry him, she might kill him. She went with Justin Bieber, Forever.
Could you be here with me forever, ever, ever? Would you be here with me forever?
Okay, voting is ended. Now the fun part, the results from producer Porkchop.
Sorry. All right.
You okay over there?
All those last-minute votes coming in, he was telling all of them.
There's pretty much a three-way tie.
Whoa!
For last place.
Oh,
and there is one clear-cut winner. Coming in last place with 20% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
Oh, Forever is a brand new song. It's on his new album. You should check it out.
Weren't you last place yesterday?
I might have been. I forget what I had
look.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
I feel like I feel like Bieber might not be
Skywalker.
The way to go.
Oh, with Miguel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then maybe tomorrow when we do Kill, you should go with Bieber. Obviously, people don't like him, so.
I know. They don't want to marry him. That's okay. More room for me.
And his wife.
Coming in third place, also with 20% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
What?
Wow.
Interesting.
Are my firm and my second place saddle? Or did I actually take the Vic this week?
22%. Second place goes to Mackenzie.
Yes!
Don't move from that seat. It's comfortable.
Uncomfortable at second.
With a big 38% of the vote, producer Porkchop, I won.
Yay!
Dang, my man.
Chops?
Yeah, I like the song. It's a good one.
You do love this.
All right, pretend you don't have to go to work. Just lay down in bed. And just do some Pillow Talk. But make sure you brush your teeth first, because sometimes that can be stinky.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Ugh. Hey, congratulations going out to Pork Chop today. Your big song of the day winner today with Zane's Pillow Talk.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that for a hot minute.
That is dizzope, as they say, all the cool kids say, right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, right?
Right, right, right. That's what I'm saying. Ugh. What is that smell? Okay, nothing smells here, but I think you've had that before. You walk in, you're like, whoa, that is a terrible smell. I actually have something from the New York Times. They have come out with the research they've done saying this is the worst smell, but your opinion, you've experienced, you know your nose, 833-563-2539. What is the world's worst smell? Love to have your feedback on it this morning here on Joe McKenzie. Now, from the New York Times things, this is what I found, guys. They did a story to find out the worst smell, and the number one thing they did, which I've never smelled this before, but according to scientific research, they said is toilets from military fields. Mm-hmm. I got to imagine those are absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
So I will take their word for that, that that is the worst smell in the world.
I recently went into a porta potty for my first time in my entire life, and I was horrified. It was the worst. That's the smell that I'm like associating with what you just said.
Yeah, I would say it's like that, but on level number 10. Now, I'm trying to think of smells that I've had. For example, I think it's a bad smell, but some people don't like it. It's not the worst. Like a skunk, I like the smell of that. But the worst smell.
You like the smell of that?
I do like the smell of skunk. It's weird. I know. But even if you don't, that's not the worst smell. I would say they both involve, actually kind of like the worst smell here, doo-doo. I would say that when I was growing up working on a farm, there was pigs. And I felt like theirs was some of the worst doo-doo I've ever smelled in my life.
Yeah, I would think that like barn animals, that's got
to
not be a
great
smell.
It just depends. I used
smell.
To like muck stalls where you clean them out, and like cows weren't bad, and they had huge cow pies. Just there was nothing really that bad about it. But pig, absolutely disgusting. And I remember being younger, changing my little brother Bob his diaper. I imagine parents, you could probably call in at 833-563-2539 and tell us about all the amazing things that kids have, such as a dirty diaper. Ugh. Isn't that one of the worst smells in the world?
I mean, you just honestly get used to it because you're going through so many. You're just like.
Like, Mackenzie, for you, like, with the kid that you had, like, Lulu, but just in general in life, what would you say, in your opinion, is the world's worst smell?
I think bodily coming things that come out of people's body. Like, yeah, doo-doo, gross.
Doo-doo, no. All right, Liv the Web Girl, who has probably the weakest stomach I've ever met.
Yeah, probably.
What is the worst smell in the world, in your opinion?
Oh, goodness. I would say, like, old food, like, old chicken.
Yes.
Like, that is so gross. So I used to live in a sorority house.
Yeah.
And so those refrigerators, we had, I think, two or three refrigerators, and those things would be jammed packed, and someone would forget about, like, old chicken they had in the refrigerator. And it was the grossest thing in the world. Like, we literally used to wear, like, masks and gloves and everything to, like, dispose of it. It was so gross, and it's the worst smell in the entire world.
Oh, yeah, that is actually something I totally forgot about. Thanks for bringing that one back to the forefront.
Yeah, any, like, old food. Like, any old sort of food that, like, gets left in the fridge, like, past its expiration, that is something I cannot handle. My boyfriend makes me come over and, like, handle any Tupperware that's, like, old or past.
You just throw it away, right? Like, I know you can clean it, but you're just like, okay, this thing's going in the garbage immediately.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just throw the entire Tupperware away.
What about you, Chops?
Has anyone on the show ever had a cast?
Yes.
Yeah, I broke my leg.
That is a great example of a terrible smell.
But that's not the worst. That stinks. That does stink bad, but that's not the worst smell.
That's not the worst.
You think that's the worst smell? Yeah, I broke my leg before. It was kind of funky, but.
I'm seriously.
And dude, when they took it off.
And there's like old skin on top.
Okay, Liv, stop. Calm down. It's okay.
Breathe. Eyes are watering.
Go
That's
to your happy
so
place.
Gross.
Justin Bieber and you. You're sweaty. Yeah. You're eating hummus. It's okay. It's going to be all good.
Mm-mm.
You all right?
I can't handle that. I am so thankful that I've never broken a bone because I don't think I could handle that.
It's terrible. Let's go this morning to Sam. Hey, Sam, you're on Joe McKenzie. Sam, what is the worst smell in the world?
Chitlins or KYs. Every Thanksgiving, like, you got that one family member that eat KYs, and they nothing but pig intestines, like the small intestines of a pig.
Woo!
Wait, did you say chitlins? Are you in Houston or Indy?
I'm in Indy.
Okay.
What, Chaps, you never had chitlins before?
No. I was going to say, maybe it's a South thing.
Sam, could you bring some in for Chops and Liv? I think they want to try them.
They smell, before you even taste them, they smell disgusting. They smell like poop.
I think we reached a common theme this morning about what we don't like. So you could tweet us, Joe McKenzie. We want to know, what do you think is the world's worst smell? Hey, McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Oh, the face tattoo everyone is talking about. Plus, Amanda Bynes is back with some major playing.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Kicking things off with Billie Eilish. This is so cool. She's the youngest artist ever to be making the theme for James Bond. She is doing it with her co-writer and awesome brother Phineas. Here she is talking about it.
Well, he had to like it. If Daniel doesn't like it, they don't. You don't get the
He's
job.
Got a big say in it. We learned that from this.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So they're like, Daniel Craig has to approve it or it's a no-go. He has that kind of power. She also says that she's actually been trying to be part of the Bond soundtrack for years.
I do know that we've been wanting to make a Bond song for years. And I remember at the beginning of last year, it was like we kind of told our whole team, like, hey, if any Bond things come up, we want to be involved if we can possibly be.
I cannot wait to hear this. Billie is just doing big things, and she's so young. Speaking of so young, Presley Gerber. He's the son of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber. He's 20 years old. He just got a face tattoo that says misunderstood. Parents said to be besides themselves. They're just beside themselves, and here he is on his Instagram.
What's the meaning of the misunderstood tattoo? Is I don't feel very understood, I guess. If anyone had to say to me about this or anything else, or my family, or how I grew up, or anything, I will give you my address, I promise, and you can come say it to my face.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see the tattoo up close and personal.
I don't like when kids grew up with the Cindy Crawford empire and the tequila, you know, Randy Gerber. They're extremely successful. These are trust fund babies trying to act so hard.
To be fair,
like,
though.
Up so hard and misunderstood.
Could you imagine if you're like, hi, I'm Mackenzie Gerber. Like, I'd have a hard time taking you seriously if your last name was Gerber. Like, I would act out, too. Yeah, I would take the money, but it's like, it's Joe Goober and Mackenzie in the morning. It's like, Gerber.
Your parents are gorgeous. Your mom is a freaking, like, one of the first supermodels ever. He is a model himself. I mean, why the face? Why do you have to get a tattoo on your cheek? Everyone's like, huge, huge mistake.
Gerber.
He's been sent to a rehab-like program in the past, and his parents are very distraught, saying he's been hanging out, obviously, with the wrong people, and they're trying to get him straightened out.
Do you think that he'll regret that tattoo and get it lasered off?
1,000%. He's such a handsome dude. That was a big mistake.
Mm.
Moving on to Orlando Bloom talking about tats and mistakes. He was trying to get a sweet tattoo to honor his 9-year-old son, Flynn. This is a cool idea. So he wanted to get his son Flynn's name like in Morse code on his forearm, but they actually spelled it wrong and it came out as Frin, not Flynn.
Don't we know this is going to go wrong, whether it's a Chinese symbol, Morse code?
Oh, man. So he finally had it corrected and wanted fans to know that these things happen, so be extra careful when you do that. Amanda Bynes, you know how she kind of went over the deep edge? Well, she's back, baby, and she is engaged. And here she is doing interviews and was asked about that famous reference to wanting to get it on with Drake.
I was, like, saying murder my vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, but I was also on drugs.
I think that could be a Live the Web girl. I was serious, but I was on drugs.
Also on drugs at the time, and her fiance's name is Paul Michael, and the two met at an AA meeting. How romantic.
That's possible. My brother met his wife, actually, I believe, some kind of a meeting for recovery from drugs and alcohol. So that's
They're
possible.
Engaged, and she's back, and we wish her the very, very best.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
We like to help people out every Thursday. We call it group therapy.
This is absolutely heartbreaking. Okay, so Ashley has a real big dilemma. She knows that her uncle cheated on her aunt, who just got out of remission. And she does not know what to do with the secret.
We are going to try to help that situation out next on Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Group therapy here on Joe McKenzie. If you want to be a part of it, all you got to do is hit us up on Instagram, Joe and McKenzie. This morning, we are trying to help out Ashley. Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling in for group therapy. What can we do? Like, what's going on with you?
Oh, hey, guys. I have had major anxiety about this decision. I need advice. I've known for a while that my uncle has been cheating on my aunt.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, my favorite aunt. I'm not going to say her name, but here's the deal. She literally just got done with chemo. Like, clean bill of health, healthy. She's happy now.
Well, I'm
so close to her.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, God bless that. That's great.
Thank you. I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad. But now I'm afraid of, you know, she's finally getting a second chance, and I'm afraid of telling her about this, dropping a bomb when she's been fighting for her life, and then my uncle has a stupid girlfriend. Are you kidding me?
Okay, why do you feel the need, because you just can't hold it inside, or why do you feel the need to tell her?
Because we're so close. Like,
yeah,
I would tell her everything. And, I mean, I saw them with my own eyes. They were, like, making out in a restaurant. I mean, he didn't see me. So, like,
so
he doesn't know. I feel like she should know. She thinks he's been an angel. Like, she thinks he's, like, a saint helping her through chemo and all this. I feel like I would want to know. And, like, because we're so close, it's not like it's just an aunt I see on Christmas.
Right.
Like, we talk almost every day. She just fought for her life. And I just think she should know that her husband isn't being faithful to her. I don't know, but then maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't tell her.
833-563-2539 for group therapy. Should Ashley tell her aunt that when she was sick, her husband kind of stepped out and cheated? I mean, but if this is in the past, it's in the past. And the only reason I say my opinion is, take it for what it's worth, of not to say anything, is because she just, you know, and it takes years to be totally in remission, to be done with cancer. This could come back, and that is such a tough thing to go through. Yeah, he cheated. It's bad. But do you want to give her another stressor like that? I wouldn't want my wife to know if I cheated on her, like, without cancer, let alone going through all that. And if he's not doing it anymore, then I know it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right, but I think for her own well-being, let it be.
Or what if you go to him and you say, you tell her, I know, or I will.
Maybe you just do that to guilt him into it, and you never follow up on it. Like, hey, listen up, buck. If you don't,
bucko,
if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her, but then you never have to do it. But then,
and then it's his
You put it on his conscience, and that
toss
makes
that ball.
Makes him a dirtbag if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, Mackenzie? Do you think that she should actually go to her aunt and tell her this now that she went through all this other crap?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, because I would want someone to tell me.
After all that, if you went through that, God forbid.
Yeah, if I went through that, God forbid, and I was healthy, and I would want everything toxic removed out of my life. So if he is, in fact, still stepping out and doing that, however, just to give the benefit of a doubt to this guy, which is a total wrong move, your uncle, but I mean, obviously he was probably not in his right mind. He's stressed. He's trying to look for some escape from, like, this whole situation.
Of course,
presumably,
it's a lot.
The woman he loves is on the could pass away.
Dying
that's,
in front
it's
of him.
Not mm-hmm. giving him an excuse to do that, but obviously I don't think he was in his right mind. I would go to him and just put it in his court so you don't have to carry all the weight of it.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Let's get to Gina real quick. Hey, Gina, you're on with Ashley. What should she do for group therapy?
Ashley, I agree with Mackenzie. Go to your uncle, and you should mm-hmm. confront him and tell him that if he doesn't come clean, that you will.
Now, do you actually go through with this, though, Gina? Like, let's say the uncle never does anything. We're here a year later, and Ashley calls back. She's like, hey, so he hasn't said anything yet.
And do you feel comfortable with your uncle? I mean, are you guys close at all, or is this going to be super? Obviously, it's going to be awkward, but are you close at all?
We're not as close as my aunt and me, but I mean, yeah, we're pretty close. I mean, he's always been pretty cool. So until this.
Until this point, yeah.
All right, this is a tough one for group therapy today. 833-563-2539. Should Ashley tell her aunt that her husband, her uncle, was cheating when she was going through all that chemo?
Hey, Ashley, I feel like there's a couple questions here that haven't been answered yet, and I don't want to get too close and personal, but I mean, okay, obviously cancer, terrible thing, but I don't want to just look at your, like, how do we know, what was the relationship like before? Like, you know, like, what was your aunt and your uncle in a good relationship? Was she, I'm not saying she deserved to be cheated on.
Does that matter, Chops?
Well, yes, because if the aunt was a bad person, like then?
Oh my God, no. They were so happy. Like, no. They were like perfect. I mean, seriously. Like, I spent a lot of time with her and him, frankly. Right now, I mean, I don't even know if I could talk to him because I'm just so disgusted by this. Like, yeah. Because she's been so good to him. And it's like, it's even hard for me to be in the room with him now.
Especially because she thinks he's been an angel. And he's
taking care of me through all of this. Meanwhile, he's hooking up at the hotel. All right, Ashley, if you can, hang on. What would you do if you were in Ashley's situation? That's what we're trying to figure out today for group therapy here on Joe McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Trying to help out Ashley today for group therapy. Her poor aunt went through cancer as of now. She's got a clean bill of health, so thank you, sweet baby Jesus, for that. But during that process, her still current husband cheated on her. She has no clue about this. Ashley actually saw him stepping out with another girl at lunch or something, and you're not sure if you should like confront him. Should you tell the aunt? You just don't know what to do. You know you're not happy about it.
Right, I'm way not happy. I mean, this is my favorite aunt, and I'm disgusted. Like, I'm disgusted about him, and I don't even know that I could talk to him and be in the same room as him. I'm just so, but I also don't want to break her heart after getting done with chemo.
Yeah, like, she's in the light, she's healthy. I totally get how you're feeling.
Now, Chas was bringing up some other questions. He was wondering, like, what the relationship was before. I'm not wondering that, but I am wondering, maybe this could be a determining factor. How old is your aunt? Like, what is her age?
She's in her 50s.
Okay, definitely don't. I'm not saying that women in 50 can't find love, but if you're in 20, I feel like you have a better chance in life finding another partner, even though this is not the greatest partner.
That's not a way to face it, though,
I'm
you'll never find anyone else to love
you. I don't mean it that way negatively. Okay.
But I get what you're saying. I have to say something, too, and this is not to his defense at all, but it could have purely just been physical. You know what I'm saying? If she, you know, she's gone through all this, it's heavily emotional. Obviously, they're probably not being intimate when she's going through treatment, those things. I'm not giving him a pass by any means, but I think, you know, maybe they could work it out if there is a real love there.
All right, Ashley, let's talk to Chanel this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say? Any advice or what would you do?
I was actually just calling in because this kind of reminded me of an article that I saw online. Where the husband was helping the wife through chemo, and she kind of gave him a free pass.
Oh, I remember like, that there, story. There she gave him a hall pass.
Yeah, there was a chance that she might not make it. You know, we don't know, like, how they're going to respond to chemo. And she told him, you know, I want you to still be happy, so go. Like, he still helped her, and he was around for the chemo and everything, but he was allowed to find another girlfriend. So I don't know their relationship. There's a chance that this thing was planned, that she knows about the girlfriend, that it was like an agreed upon thing.
Ashley, do you think something was set up here that maybe, you know, is like, hey, I love you, honey. I know obviously I'm not going to be able to fulfill your needs. Why don't you go find a physical partner?
I just seriously cannot see my aunt doing that. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't see anybody doing that, to be honest. I know my wife, Lindsay, sure as heck wouldn't give me that hall pass. Hey, I'm sick right now. Go hook up with whoever you want. Let's go to Amanda on Joan McKenzie. We're trying to help out Ashley this morning for group therapy. Should she tell her aunt that her uncle cheated on her when she was going through cancer?
Absolutely. I don't think it matters what their relationship was. I think that no matter what, she was cheated on, she was sick, he is a sleazeball, she needs to know.
Okay, I like that. She's just out with it.
I'm surprised a lot of people aren't concerned about her going through another, that's not the same as cancer, but going through cheating can be pretty tough. Like, I don't know. I'm not justifying the cheater.
I just don't want this to backfire on you, Ashley. Because we don't know your aunt, but sometimes people shoot the messenger. That's why I would go to your uncle.
Hey, Sarah, what do you think about the situation for group therapy?
Hey, guys. So I'm thinking if it was me and I was going to go full throttle with this, I would want to have proof. That way my favorite aunt couldn't, like, you know, side with her husband and alternatively, like, blocked me out of her life when I was just trying to help her. So I think if you're gonna like go for it, I think you said you've seen him at a restaurant before. So I'm sure you could, you know, fly them out together again. I think you should probably, like, maybe take a picture or something, get some, like, proof on your hands. And also, it sounds like he's not, like, I mean, I don't want to be, like, heartless, but it sounds like he was already moving on and he thought that she wasn't going to make it out of whatever she was going through.
Wow, so that could have been a possibility.
Is that the type of guy you want your aunt to be with?
How long have your aunt and uncle been together? Are they, like, forever?
20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Ashley, someone just called up claiming to be your aunt. She said her name, Aunt Darlene. She said, mind your own business. She's in an open relationship, and it's fine. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
So
I'm like, what?
Field. Like, who are you?
Ashley, I'm sorry about that. Okay, thanks. Okay, today might have been one of the worst group therapies we've done in a while.
We never.
What are you thinking?
That was so
random. What the hell are you thinking? No, seriously, I know you're sick, but did you do cough medicine?
Ashley, we are legit trying to help you. I would say go to your uncle, be like, I saw you at this place at this time. Like, it's time to fess up because she's been through enough.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and that was group therapy. Wow. Good job, Chops. That was awkward. Poor lady going through all that stuff. Hey, coming up next year, hey, babe. Sweetie, Mackenzie, come on.
I hope you're not talking to me.
I am.
Why are you calling me that?
What names do you hate being called? For example, babe,
Snooki,
honey,
Snooki.
Oh, do not say anything with a bear on it. 833-563-2539. We're going to get into those names that you hate being called coming up next. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Call in and join in Joe McKenzie right now at 833-563-2539. What name do you hate being called? I guess McKenzie doesn't like babe. Babe.
No, I don't like...
Hey, babe.
I don't like hun when I don't know you. Like, I have a bunch of dudes that are like, hey, hun. Because I feel like, okay, you're calling 6,000 chicks hun. And I also have guy friends, really good guy friends. They cannot stand when girls call them baby when they've, like, gone on two dates. Like, oh, hey, baby.
But how can... I don't think it's fair that you're like, well, you can call me baby after two times, but not the first time. Like, baby, is it not? It's still the same
but
word.
It's like, I'm not your baby.
But you're never your baby. Like, can I ever say to you, like, hey, babe? Like, you're not my baby.
I honestly don't mind babe. Okay. I think baby is weird. If you were like, hey, baby, I'd be like, what?
What if I was like, what up, sweet cheeks?
What?
I almost said sugar blank, so I didn't do that. Sweet. I don't like this. I don't like this topic.
I was in someone's phone as sugar teas.
Really?
Which I thought was funny.
833-563-2539. Why don't you call right now and let us know what name or names do you hate being called? What's wrong, Chops?
Oh, nothing. I mean, so not in a relationship, but sometimes I'm guilty of calling girls like sweetie.
That's sweet. See, from Chops, I think, like, it depends from the person.
I get a
like,
pass, it's, though.
I would love that from Chops.
Right?
It's cute.
Since I have a boyfriend, I get a pass. I could call a girl sweetie and they're not coming at him.
But you're bi, though, according to you.
But I don't know.
I think it's safe to assume that if you're a girl, Porkchop probably doesn't think you're attractive. So when he's calling you sweetie, he means it in an endearing way.
Thanks, sweetie.
Hey, yeah, I would love that. But I was just not joking, thinking, I hate when other people call me sweetie, though, besides you, because I know you mean it in an endearing way. And there's a woman that works at our, like, front office, like, right when you walk in, named Barb.
Miss Barb.
She calls me precious, and she calls me sweetie, and I adore it. But sometimes there's women that will call me sweetie and will be so condescending when they say it, and I cannot stand it. Also, my sister, my older sister, Claire, she knows that's my trigger. So, like, when she's, like, when we're arguing... And she wants to really, like, make me mad. She'll be like, okay, sweetie. Like, you think that? And I'm like, ah, I hate it.
See, I love when Miss Barb's like, oh, hey, sweet cheeks.
Miss Barb says that to you?
No. I think it was the day we all found out she called us all precious.
Oh, yeah. That was a,
I was like,
a
I thought
soul
that
crusher.
Was my Miss Barb pet name because I love when she calls me precious.
I think she just forgets her name.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, hey, you big bald beard dude. What's up? No, but Miss Barb's the greatest.
We love her so much.
Now, this is not necessarily like one of the typical like babe or, you know, like, I don't know, honey bun or sugar pie, but I call like my wife certain names like stinky booty. Or
this has been an ongoing or,
like,
thing.
I'm like, what's that booty face? I guess I'm obsessed with the booty. She has nothing wrong. Her face looks nice, and
her
booty does not stink.
Except she does not like that nickname.
No, she hates it. She's gonna be mad that I even said this on the air. But like, I don't like it when she calls me Joey Bear, and that's not like a derogatory. Like, she's not talking to her, like, oh, Joey Bear. She's like, oh, Joey Bear.
I'm Why like, don't you like that?
I don't know. I'm not a bear. I'm a human being.
Sweet.
I know I'm hairy with my shirt off, but come on.
I think it's endearing when someone has a nickname just for you.
I used to call my ex Honey Buns, and he called me Honey Buns, and it was like a cute thing. But if anyone else called me that, I'd be like, that ekes me out. But yeah. It like kind of started out as a joke and very playful. So I think it's also like the context of where the word is coming from. But yeah. Like, I can't say when people are like, baby, like, oh, baby. Like, that's not for me.
I know. I thought it was so hot when I love having nicknames for people. And then when they get offended if anyone else besides me calls them that, it is so sexy. Like, no one could call me that but her. And I'm like, yes.
Yes. What are some names that you've called people?
You should see how Joe's looking at me.
I just want answers.
No, they're like inside jokes. Like, you wouldn't even get it. So I think nicknames are sweet, but I don't like baby. Because too general. It's generic.
Give Joe a nickname.
Yeah. What
Let's
do you
all
what
give
do you,
Joe a nickname.
What do you call me behind my back
but
when I'm out
like
here?
You don't like Joey Bear?
No, do not like
Why,
Joey Bear.
So you don't like anything with bear?
What about Angry Bear? Lovable Bear. Big Bear. Oh, it's my Big Bear.
Baby.
I prefer.
What do you like? You like daddy?
No, that's just weird.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I used to be so jealous that I was not able to get onto dating apps like Tinder or Bumble. I was like, man, it's got to be so fun now to date. But then I realized it's not. Now, this wasn't a dating app problem, but something that actually was said on a date that ruined the date. And the question we have for you at 833-563-2539 is this. What was said on the date or when you were with that person? Maybe you were with them for like a little bit longer and you're like, what the heck did you say that ruined it? My buddy, he shared this story. I was like, there's no way. I don't judge people if you do drugs or drink, whatever. I'm a free spirit. Live and let live. You're not hurting me. I'm not hurting you. They're on a date. I think it was the second or third date. He went out to a steakhouse with her. Maybe she got a little buzz, so she opened up. She's like, you know, I don't do this often, maybe a couple times a year, but I really love the feeling of cocaine. And he's not a super, I'm not saying he's super straight-laced.
You
like
know
the
what
guy
I really
drinks,
love?
But who just drops that? You know what I really like? I like the feeling of cocaine.
Maybe just put it out there to see if there were any bites. He's going to be like, yeah, me too.
It's like, woo! Going to go wild tonight. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Anything that was said either on a date or just in general, when you're with a person or getting to know him, you're like, whoa, okay.
Yes.
We're done.
I just started talking to a guy, and all of a sudden he's like, let's play truth or dare. And I was like, huh? Like, it was just like, it's like, what? It was just very random.
Did you play?
And then during our first date, he was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think this date is going? And I was like, he's just so awkward.
What number did you tell
sweet,
him?
Sweet, sweet guy.
What number did you give him on 1 to 10?
I was like, well, let's finish up the date.
That's bad. That's bad.
What was I supposed to say? What if I was like, Joe, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think our show's going right now?
I'm like, well, today is a 6. Some days they're 8s. Other days there's attempted.
Super nice guy. Very, very creative, but it was just made for very awkward moments.
What would you give that number, by the way, for the date now that it's over?
I mean, the date was fine.
What would you give it?
I don't know. It was awkward.
A 3?
4.5.
Oh, a half. Okay.
Just because it was awkward. But the guy was super, he'll find his special someone.
It's not you. Live the love, girl.
You guys are going to judge me and think I'm crazy for this, but I swear I have a good explanation. I was talking with the guy. We were just like texting and like Snapchatting back and forth. It was still very new. And we were talking. He was like, oh, Like, please don't tell me you're a fan of any of that, like, reality TV, like, Kardashian junk. I cannot stand that. And by him just saying that.
So you're like, this is not going to work.
I was like, no. I don't think I ever responded to him again. Because it's not the fact that he doesn't like them, because I totally get that. But
right.
It was just like, if it really is that passionate for him. That
if he
he's
was
like,
straight up repulsed by the people and things you love.
Right. Yes. I was like, this is not going to work out because I care way too much about pop culture and about reality television that, like, I know we're not going to have similar interests at all.
Hey, let's go to Phoenix this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What was said, whether it was a date or just hanging out after a while, you're like, wow, I think we're done here.
I was on a date with this guy and it was going good, but then he was talking about his ex-girlfriend and he said he used to date the actress who played Hermione Granger and that Womanizer was about him.
What?
Yes.
What's her face? Emma
Watson.
Watson.
Yes.
You used to date Emma Watson? And then what? Did you just feel like insecure or what?
I was just like, you are definitely a liar.
Oh,
like,
okay.
There's
so
no
lying.
Way you dated Emma Watson and Britney Spears.
That's awesome.
Well, I don't know. Britney had quite the time. Anything's possible.
He needs to pick someone. Like, Emma was a little obscure. He needs to pick someone maybe not like a Britney stature. Someone more believable. Like Mira Sorvino. Or like someone that's kind of like, oh, are they still?
Yeah, like
what
a
are
member
they doing?
Of Fifth Harmony or
yes.
something. That's not Camila Cabello.
Yes.
Okay, now we know what to do.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up in a couple of songs here, we want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. And it's kind of, I don't know, would you say embarrassing, McKenzie? It's something about you and Lulu. I know that.
What?
Yeah, isn't she better at some things than you?
She's better at 1,000 things than me. But yes, she budgets her money better than me.
How is that even possible? How old is she, 10?
Yes.
All right, what does your kid do better than you? That's coming up here on Joe and McKenzie. Get in right now at 833-563-2539.
Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
McKenzie admits that her 10-year-old can pretty much do a lot of things better than she can.
I was so impressed. Yeah, she does many, many. She cooks better than I do. She is just incredible. She's 10, but she wanted to go on like a little shopping spree for her birthday. So I said, all right, girl, let's do it. We'll go to your top shops, which being 10, she wanted to go like to Ulta, Bath & Body Works. She wanted to make a little pit stop at Five Below. This girl had everything planned out. She had some gift cards for her birthday, as well as, of course, I was going to treat her. And she was so organized. She was so had everything budgeted, how much of her gift card she wanted to spend here, how much she was going to save. Okay, she had all the deals planned out. She like literally blew my mind. And she walked away basically with a lot of her gift card stuff left. She got steals, saved tons of money. And I'm like, she's 10. I need to learn her ways.
Teach me, young Jedi.
But I was very, very impressed. And she's all about saving and budgeting her money. And I think that's incredible.
So the question, what is your kid better at than you? 833-563-2539. Sarah, thanks for calling in. What's your kid's name?
Isaac.
And how old is this little kid?
He is 5.
Now, what's Isaac, the 5-year-old, better at than you?
Getting out of apps on the phone. So when my phone freezes or I can't get out of one of the games or something, he'll take it from me and he just does little buttons on it. And I think it's the power button and it gets out and it's unfrozen.
But isn't that incredible? They just, same with my little one. They're with their like tablet and all those apps. And just like, there's like, I think that's a great selling point.
Yeah, I don't know any
point.
Of it.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, if a kid can do it, you can do it. But that's not even the case all the time.
That's so impressive. But also not surprising. I feel like kids nowadays, all like from the time they're born, they instantly have the technology on there. You know what I mean? Like they're always dealing with it. They're always doing something. So if you have something, you can let us know. 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. I think it's a good thing when you have a healthy relationship with your family and your parents. But Liv the Web Girl, your friend has a relationship with their mom, which I've never heard of before.
I just don't understand. And apparently this is like way more common than I thought. Maybe it's because I come from like a very conservative background, but I just have made a new friend and we were talking and she was telling me that her and her mom are very close and she goes to her mom and dishes to her all about her pancake flipping life.
Like details, all the dirty deets.
She said there's not a single like one night stand she had in college that she didn't immediately run and tell her mom about.
Whoa.
They would discuss methods, sizes, moves. They would discuss all of that. And I was absolutely stunned. And I told her that that is an absolute topic that me and my parents just do not discuss. We don't share. It's a don't ask, don't tell policy in my household. And she thought that that meant that I don't have a close relationship with my parents.
833-563-2539. Does anybody else actually have one of these relationships with their mom or their dad or a parent where you are talking about these intimate personal details? And if not, does that mean you don't have a close relationship?
I had a friend who literally, and I won't say her name, but would send pictures of her boyfriend's stuff, but he's packing to the mom.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Because she was very inexperienced and she was just like, hey, is this like normal? Is this
like dad?
Did the guy know this was happening?
No. It was just like, she's like, my mom's my best friend. And I just like, I wanted to know, is this like average? I don't know. Cause she wasn't experienced.
And that's the thing too. She was like, my mom's my best friend. We tell each other everything like how you would a best friend. And I'm like, I'm very close to my mom, but I will never in my life be that close.
Hold on. I just want to rewind back to a second ago, Mackenzie. Your friend doesn't have any other girlfriend she can send D pics to, but to her mom. What was the grandma also on the text chain?
So she would just send a pic of her guy, and it was a guy she was really interested in. Was like, hey, is this average? Is this little? Is this like, does this look good?
Next time homegirl needs some help, give her my number. I will help her out before going
that
to her
or
mom.
Talk to producer Porkchop. Lord knows how many he's seen in his day.
Oh my gosh, I will never forget the first when I came back to the came back from living on the West Coast. I had brunch with Chops, and we were talking, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I've been in one relationship my entire life. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen any like that. I've been in with one man, and he's like, oh my gosh, Mackenzie, I've seen like 40.
Disgusting. 833-563-2539. Does anybody have this kind of relationship with their parents where you're talking about your flipping pancakes and what goes down with that? If not, do you kind of disagree with that? I can't even imagine this stuff. People, the kind of lives they're living. It's insane.
It's insane.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Just amazing what people will share with their parents. Liv the Web Girl has a friend. She talks to her mom about flipping pancakes and that whole life, like all the details, the sizes, the guys, the places, the positions, you name it. Is anybody else doing this? 833-563-2539, or maybe it's kind of a little weird.
Oh my gosh. Charlie on Twitter said that she was very nervous about flipping pancakes for her first time, and she said that her mom gave her pointers on what to do before her first time.
Yeah, that's like so funny. I wonder what the mom's name
is. Oh my god!
Thanks, Debbie.
Oh.
Wow.
Let's go to Allie this morning on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say, Allie?
Just that my mom and I are super close, and we talk about some of those things. Like, I set up her Tinder profile for her because she didn't know what she was doing. But we would never in a million years trade pictures. I don't want to see that. She doesn't want to see that. But, I mean, we're completely open.
That's cool. Did she get some hits on Tinder? Did she get some swipes?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, she did. She's a good-looking girl. I'll give her that.
Wow.
Did she, you know, flip pancakes with any of these guys, kind of meet up with them?
She was married to my dad for a long time, and they recently got divorced, so she's just now getting back into it, so she's a little timid about it. But there were a couple guys that she met up with, and I got to hear the details, but no pictures.
Hold on a second. Okay. Well, obviously, we're on the radio, but are you talking like details? Like, are we talking size? Like, what they did? Because I just don't understand why a girl and her mom would you want to hear what your mom did?
Not necessarily, but she would complain about the size
sometimes, but and I'm married, so you know, I don't really give too many details about my husband.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know anything about my dad, thank God. But you know, some of the details of these guys that she's, and that's, you know, like I said, I'm married now, so I get to live through her now because I don't have that fun anymore.
Oh wow, that's
see,
sad.
I guess it's different, mom, too, because I tell one of my sisters everything, and it's
wait, even with your like your ex husband, like did you tell her everything, or are you talking about now, like that you're single?
Yeah, I mean obviously it's more juicy
because that's awkward. It's like, oh hey, that's my brother-in-law, yeah. And I know everything about him.
I mean, we exchange funny stories, you know, like that kind of thing. But you don't tell anything to your brother or Lindsay? Does Lindsay have siblings? Your wife?
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell. Oh my gosh,
I bet they know about you.
Yeah, oh they know about you.
What you think my wife tells like stuff about me?
Definitely, your wife is so close to her family and her sister.
What do you think she says to them? Like, what do you think she talks about?
Things that go down in that bedroom. I guarantee it. Think about that while you're on a trip with them next week in Costa Rica.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Well, if you like dumb people doing dumb things, you, my friend, have come to the right place here on Joe McKenzie with the dummy of the day. So this group of people thought, hey, you know what's a good thing to do? Not pay for pills. So let's steal them from a convenience store, like a CVS store. I just don't understand. Like, they weren't taking like OxyContin or something. They were taking like ibuprofen. Is it really like, is that stuff really that expensive? I don't think it is,
so
right?
They just like were cleaning shelves and putting them in bags, yeah, and running from CVS.
But they stole $10,000 worth of pills.
Wow.
As they sped away, they emptied the pill bottles into their own bags and they started throwing the bottles out of the car. So I guess they wouldn't have the evidence. Well, guess what, you big dummies? The cops.
And how are you going to know what stuff is or what the dosage is?
I guess maybe, like, if the pills are marked on there, maybe they know. Like, they have, like, a little symbol or something. But the cops followed them. This is like, I don't know, like Hansel and Gretel. Yes, the bottle of pill trail everywhere. And they were able to capture them at their house. The three people were arrested, and now they're in jail. But that's how dumb they were. It's like, why don't you just throw them all away when you get home?
Right.
I just don't understand how people are so dumb.
Think it through.
No, that's your dummy of the day here on Joe and McKenzie.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
I think we probably use outdated phrases without even realizing it. We just say them all the time. Maybe we heard a friend or family member say it. Grandma and Gramps, for example. Like, is there anything top of mind that you guys can think of? You're like, oh, that's such an outdated phrase that somebody you know says.
My dad says a couple all the time, and I always forget what they mean. My dad will say, like, I've got a hankering. He's got a hankering for something.
I think it's just an old person saying they're hangry.
that's what it sounds like. I think it means... I've got like a craving for something.
Yeah, he's hangry. Boy needs some of that good stuff.
And then he'll say, don't take any wooden nickels. And he used to say that to me every single time before I left the house.
Why don't you take wooden nickels?
Especially at night. And I would always forget what it means, but now it's like engraved in my brain. And like taking a wooden nickel means like don't be gullible or don't like fall for anything. Like be smart. Kind of. Like, don't let anyone fool you or trick you.
I want you guys to take your best guess at this one. These are real, like, outdated phrases, and I actually have the meanings behind them.
What about don't cry over spilt milk?
I assume that's when somebody spilt milk, and it's like, well, don't cry.
They
cry.
Really sad about it.
Or, like, when people go on stage or something, like, break a leg.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that one either.
We're going to have to look
all these up. The ones I do have, though. I'll have to get back to you guys on that one. Close but no cigar. You hear that one all the time. And this one goes all the way back to the 1800s. Anybody have an idea what it means? Like where that came from?
I've never even heard it, to be honest. Well, I have no idea.
So you've never heard close but no cigar?
Never.
It's like, well, it means obviously you almost were there, but you just missed it.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were rewards as prizes for winning carnival games back in the 1800s. So they'd give you a cigar.
Well, I'd rather have that. Probably been like a goldfish. I'm sure a lot of people would.
Here, little Susie. Here's your
cigar.
What flavor you want?
Ask your daddy for the lighter. Okay, this one's good. Another 18th century reference. I'll ask Liv because I think Mackenzie and Trops and I have. Have you heard of being blackballed?
Oh, yeah, that happens in fraternities all the time.
Okay. Nothing. I was thinking of another color. Yeah, in 18th century social clubs, membership was voted upon by a committee. Typically, they would do like anonymous voting, and you would cast a ballot, I guess, with colored balls. A positive vote was for members with a red ball. So if you got like five red balls, there's five people, that's good. But if you got a black ball, it meant a negative vote. Some clubs required only one negative vote or one black ball to exclude you from the club, so you would be getting blackballed.
Yeah, nowadays I think they just like raise their hand and vote.
I had no clue that's what
I was
meant.
Thinking about who would be blackballed from the show.
Who do you think?
Time and time again.
Who?
I don't know. I posed the question to you.
Oh, I thought you said you were thinking like who it would
be. I feel like if we're all here, then we're not blackballed.
I feel like Porkchop would be blackballed.
Because I'm sick.
Yeah, honestly, we should have blackballed you this week so you wouldn't get us sick.
We could have let you know what's up. Okay, I like this one. Bite the bullet. Has anybody heard this old phrase?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to bite the bullet and do this.
You just got to bite the bullet.
You just got to do it.
So where do you think that comes from? Like, what do you think the origin is behind that story of bite the bullet?
Maybe someone when really you were, tough.
Like maybe it went during like war, like the Civil War or something like that. It just meant like bite the bull instead of getting shot with it? I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm going to take out the opposing side. maybe kind of. Yeah, back in the day during like, I guess, triage stuff when they were helping people out, soldiers, and they were being injured, they had no kind of a painkiller. They didn't have morphine. They didn't have that stuff back in the day. So they would have in there a soldier bite down on a bullet during surgical operations. To bite the bullet now just means, obviously, you know, to get through the unpleasant
things.
Did
women do that during childbirth? Like, think of the pie near woman, how amazing and just tough she was.
Yeah, there's, I mean, like, even too, if you get like her out in the wild and stuff, they'll tell you to like bite down on a stick so you don't like bite down on your tongue.
Ugh.
When you're like going through something really painful.
Okay, here's some more I got. These are outdated phrases and kind of the meanings behind them. I thought this was interesting. Let's talk about dressing. Has anybody ever heard like, oh, they're dressed to the nines?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know what that means or want to take a stab at it?
They're not quite a 10. They're not a dime, but they're very close.
No.
That is not it.
I think dressed to the nines.
Like, what do you think it means? Because obviously we all know it means you look great.
I always love, because the nines is a super bougie, amazing hotel out in Portland, Oregon, where Chops and I live. So I always just, I don't know if there was like an old timey place called the Nines or anything.
I didn't see that, so maybe it's in there. But they're saying, according to this, dressed to the nines meant that you were rich enough to literally purchase the entire 9 yards it took to make a tailor-fit outfit, including a vest, a jacket, and any other material that would go along with it.
That's actually super interesting.
And like nowadays, you're saying it's somebody that's dressed their best. I got a few more here. Are there any that you guys are wondering about? If I have them, I'll try to get them. If not, I can follow up another time. Mackenzie, you had a few, and I don't have those. But do you have any other phrases that you've heard? You're like, oh, I wonder what the actual origin of that is. So I can try to find out.
Well, I know one, which is weird that I know them.
Okay, then you reverse it. Let's hear what you got.
Play by ear, which means like, you know, we'll just like play it as it goes. We'll just figure it out as it comes, which is a reference to jazz, because you just play it by ear. Nothing's planned. You don't have a set sheet of music. You just play it as you go.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know the origin behind that.
My mom and I always used to joke, the one about Pete's sake. We always joked that Pete was like some guy who just ate a lot of candy all the time. And he was like, I don't know.
Wow, you guys are comedians over there in the Pork Chop household. No,
he was just very unhealthy. So, poor Pete. That's why my mom tried to get me to eat healthy.
For Pete's sake.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
In memory of Pete, we're just going to move on from this. You should probably just leave the room, Chops, okay? After that group therapy we did. Hey, if you missed anything on today's show, of course, you can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. I guess since we're not leaving, Chops, what are you planning on doing today? It is a Thursday, but I don't think you should be going to Family Feud Trivia. You're sick.
No, I'm finally just getting better. How about this? What if I go home, take a nap, and if I wake up and feel well, I can go to trivia?
No, because you still sound like doo-doo. You just got to take a week off and take the L. This has been a rough week. Just get better, my man. Think of how you'll be next week for Family Feud Trivia if you rest.
I didn't go last week because my boyfriend was sick.
Okay. Are we catching a theme here?
But I'm better. I'm here. I've been here all week.
Actually, I love you, like, hyped up on DayQuil. You're such a mood.
Really?
Yeah, you should always take it.
Liv said the same thing this morning.
You're
should I take DayQuil before
you're,
every
like,
show?
You're, so relaxed and just happy.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I think it's just because, like, this is the first day you've been, like, feeling good.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah, I think you should go to Family Feud Trivia. For the selfish reasons of I look forward to the questions every single Friday morning.
He could just print some off if he wanted to. Okay.
Right.
Mackenzie, what do you got going on for the rest of your day?
Well, I am going to go to a quick workout, hopefully, at Eat the Frog Fitness. And then I have some errands to run. I got a bunch of just like things that have been on my to-do list forever that I need to go to the BNB.
Wait, hold on. How long has that been on your list? That's been like a year.
To my defense, I tried to go twice, but then I got a new vehicle in the mix. I still have a West Coast license. I have like a bunch of stuff to do.
Can we play a violin? I've got a new car.
No,
it's not, so tough.
No, it's not tough. I freaking love it. I'm a baby. Andy Moore Volkswagen, baby. So anyway, I have to do a lot of stuff. And then the best part is, though, I'm going to pick up my little girl, Lucy, from school. And we're going to have a fun night tonight. I promised her we'd get DoorDash and do all that. Why are you guys laughing?
No, I'm jealous of DoorDash. That sounds good.
Not even listening to what
I'm saying. No, you're going to hang out with Lulu and you're going to DoorDash it up, girl.
And I want a DoorDash.
Oh, you want? Come over and DoorDash. You guys have never even been into my cute place. It's so fun.
Chop literally wants to get together with everybody on the show, go over to Mackenzie's and just like, wow, delivery. It's like, dude,
oh
get
my
yourself
gosh.
A pizza.
We do it up literally every night almost because that's what she wants to do because she's 10. So, yeah.
Sounds like fun to me.
That sounds
like
she
does love pork chop ever since we bird sat his bird.
Do you still have birds?
I do.
Oh, wow. Quite the zoo. Maybe you can bring the bird over to Mackenzie's. That way Lulu can see the bird when you're DoorDashing. Live the web girl.
I have been getting recipe ideas sent to me by my boyfriend literally all day yesterday and all today and this morning. So I'm assuming he's really sick of my cooking and he's bored of like what I can make. So I guess I'm going to go to the store, get some ingredients for the easiest recipe I can find out of all of these. He thinks I'm like a chef. And I'm like, I'm very much just like a decent cook. I can get by.
I'm
so
surprised that he thinks that your cooking needs a change. I mean, I think the only other person that would think that is anybody that has taste buds.
Does he cook? No.
He makes tacos.
Okay.
And he knows how to like stick things into the oven if I like prep them for him.
Okay.
He's terrible at cooking.
Oh, see, I want to find a man who can really, I think it is so sexy when a man can cook.
Oh, his roommate? I've been trying to get his roommate to start an Instagram for his cooking for so long, and I thought it was going to happen last night, but his roommate is like a top chef. I call him the head chef, and I ask him all of the questions I have. Maybe I could set you up there.
Like, it's, go on.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Tell me more.
Yeah. So that's basically what I've got going on. Oh, and I've got a cycle bar class later tonight.
Dope. Ooh. Okay.
What
well,
are you doing?
I got to figure this out. You see this? I have like a little like a paper cut on my finger or something.
I have a paper cut.
But it's been that way for like, look at, because it kind of opens up. It's been that way now for almost a week.
Have you put a Band-Aid on it?
No.
It could be also just like cracked skin because we wash our hands because everyone here like has the plague and you and I are in particular the germaphobes, so it could be just from
just
like,
give me the scissors. I think I need to cut my pinky off.
So are you going to the doctor today?
No, I'm gonna go work out today, get that in, and then I'm gonna prep everything. I gotta get ready for vacation. Like we gotta drop our dogs off. We gotta do all these different things. So
you have to pick up your man that thong you got. You ordered for the trip.
Oh, the speedo.
Well,
it's a speedo. It's a speedo. But who's gonna wax my butt cheeks?
Oh my gosh, didn't Lindsay just call? She's got all the supplies.
No, she's busy. So you're going to have to step up. You're my work wife.
He's talking to you, Chops.
No, Mackenzie, I trust you waxing me.
Why am I of everyone on the show?
Because you're my work wife. Thought you loved me.
I picked out your Speedo. That was my job.
Okay, well, I'll try it on for you and you can get the spots that I couldn't reach with the razor tomorrow. But in order to do that, we need to get out of here and say goodbye right now. For myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.